I want to start with, you know, so much was made of what happened on Saturday with Matthew Tkachuk and Zach Cassian. I'm just wondering, from a GM's standpoint, what's your guidance to Matthew Tkachuk moving forward for the rest of the year?
Well, there's really no guidance, to be perfectly honest. We want Matthew doing exactly and playing exactly the same way that he always does. And what that is being, in my mind, one of the top impactful players in the league. You know, he drives the bus for us on a lot of nights. He drags our group into games. He's, you know, he's plays on the top line, plays in the power play, plays in the checking role against other teams' top players. So the guidance from us is continue to be who you are, continue to have the impact that you have on the game and on our team, and we continue to follow his lead.
Yeah, and I mean, no argument here. He's one of the preeminent power forwards in the game. He can do everything, score goals, get involved physically. We've seen that time and time again. I'm wondering, are you happy that this situation with Edmonton has got to the fever pitch it has, and it, obviously it could still spill forward into the next two meetings, or would you have preferred, you know, if Tkachuk had taken the fight, maybe it diffuses a little bit and we're not talking about it?
Yeah, no, there's been lots of talk, and it really hasn't come from us. I mean, we haven't spent a lot of time talking on it, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, number one is we've got, you know, I don't think we were emotionally engaged in the game on Monday night in Montreal, so we've got an important game against a really good team tonight in Toronto, and then same thing at Ottawa, and then we play in play against St. Louis before we come back. So our focus is on what's in front of us right now, more than anything else. And, you know, I guess the only thing I would say, David, is what's bothered me about a lot of the, I'm not a big fan of the talking in the media and all the rest of it, but, you know, some of the comments that have been made throughout and comments towards Matthew is, number one, we've got his back. I think there's 30 other teams other than ours that would take him on their team in a New York second. And some of the crap, I guess would be the best way to put it, that's been, you know, written or tweeted or talked about, I think is just that. You know, this is a guy who has a big impact in the game, and does what he does better than most or any in the game right now. So we'll continue to support him. We're going to focus on the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight, and then, you know, we'll, when it's time to worry about the next installment of the Battle of Alberta, we'll worry about it then.
That actually kind of brings us to an interesting part of what you just said there. You mentioned that you don't want Matthew to play any different, and you guys really value that aspect of his game, that agitation as a valuable attribute for him. How much do you value that when you're looking at acquiring players, and how much do other general managers in the NHL say, all right, that guy makes other people mad, he's a pest, he can raise the emotional level? How much do people value that around the league?
Well, I mean, when you talk about Matthew, like you said, that you know, the ability to get under people's skin is part of the game, but what gets lost is the talent level. You know, people, I don't hear that enough. This guy is an extremely skilled player. You know, he's, like I said, he's established himself as one of the top young players in the game. He thinks the game, his hockey brain and his hockey sense is, to me, elite. And he's got so many ways that he can impact and sort of a touch of game. And so to your question of how valuable do you look at with, you know, players like that, well, you're always looking for guys that can impact the game, and there's different ways to do it, but very few have the ability to do it as Matthew does, both from a physical standpoint, but from a skill and talent standpoint as well. So I think, to me, he's very unique in that respect.
Brad, it's a dogfight in the Pacific Division with 3 points separating first through fifth place. Is there any added pressure to add a boost via trade to your lineup with the division being so close?
Well, I don't know, pressure. I mean, you're always, the job's always about, you know, trying to make your team better. And you're exactly right. You look at the division, it's just, you take a look before you go to bed and when you wake up in the morning and wonder if you've moved any places, you know. So it's tight. I don't think it's going to change. I think You know, I think we're going to see it like this right down to the wire. And we're probably not like any other team. That's the job. The job is continue to look to see if there's ways that you can make your team better at a price that makes sense. And, you know, we'll continue to take the cue off our team and see where we're playing. I think for the most part, you know, we've been playing for a good stretch now, some real consistent hockey. You know, saves the game in Montreal, which I thought we were flat. But we'll continue to watch and continue to try to see if there's ways that we can make ourselves better.
Right. I was in Calgary before the season began, had a chance to sit down with a number of the players, and we talked about what went wrong in the playoffs last year. And a number of them mentioned, you know, it was maybe we didn't have enough adversity during the season last year. You know, you guys had that epic 107-point season. You were the number one seed in the West. You've probably had more adversity than you'd like for any, I imagine, this year. Having said that, though, Brad, do you think there's some benefits to the team having gone through everything it's gone through this year to moving forward and sort of galvanizing together as a team to maybe be able to reach another level come April?
Well, I think it's a good point, David. I mean, number one, we got to get there first. Mm-hmm. And in today's league, that's, you know, you got to get there. Once you get to the tournament, I think anybody's got a chance. But so that's our goal right now. But you bring up a really good point, David. I think it's, you know, things, you know, we didn't have many, you know, patches of rough water last year. And when they did happen, it was very, very, you know, it went away very quickly. So you're right. We've gone through some challenges this year, and it's been, but that's not, you know, that's how most seasons go. You're always going to have to deal with things. I think, you know, adversity, it thickens you up. It thickens the skin, and you know, I think we've learned a lot about our team as we've gone through this, and a lot about the individuals and their ability to push through and overcome. And, you know, so those, I'm hopeful that those things will serve us well, you know, down the stretch and hopefully into the playoffs. So I think it's a really good point. We things went smoothly, and when we did suffer some turbulence, it was at the end of the year. You know, we also played against a really good Colorado team. And I think you're seeing that more and more. You know, you're going to see it more and more now. The league is so close. You know, the seeding is, by and large part, you get to the end of the year and you get to the playoffs, the seeding is to me, doesn't mean a whole lot. Mm-hmm. There's very little that separates teams in the league this year. And moving forward, there's such parity that if you're not at your best, and you're not prepared, you probably are not going to have success. So, but I do agree with you that, you know, going through some things and maybe having a little bit of turbulence along the way and being able to find ways to get through that and prosper is not a bad thing. And hopefully that you know, those are things that we can lean on later in the year.
Brad, we just saw Vegas go through a few game stretch here where it didn't look very pretty and they got rid of their coach. I'm wondering how much you value a few game stretch, you know, whether that be wins or losses at this time of year, as we head toward the trade deadline and what you look at as needs for your team. Would a string of a few wins or a string of a few losses affect how you operate going forward towards the deadline?
Well, I don't necessarily know if it affects you in terms of what your needs are. I think each club, you know, and the people that are around it every day, and you see it every day, and you're in it and live it every day. You have an idea of strengths and weaknesses and what your own team needs. So, you know, a small segment or a small snapshot of games, I don't think is going to change that. But what it may change is, you know, all of a sudden what position it puts you in. You know, I don't think if you're a team that's, you know, falling out of it, that you're going to go out and spend assets to, you know, depending on where your team is at, right? So that to me is how you approach, you know, maybe a deadline. Is not necessarily you know, does a game or a group of games change an opinion of what you may need or and whether you're able to have that now, whether that's something that comes in the summer. But obviously where you sit in the standings plays a large role of, you know, what teams are usually prepared to give up or not, you know, to add or subtract off their team. So when it's tight like this, everybody's, you know, you're you can't be consumed. That's for the manager to make sure you know exactly where you are. Our team is aware of our situation. You got to recognize the situation. But you're not worried day in and day out where you sit in standings. You're worried about doing, you know, preparing the right way, playing the right way, going about your business the right way. You do that, you're gonna end up in the right spot. But you have to recognize the situation, and I think our guys do in terms of knowing the importance of the games at this time of year.
Well, it's making it fun for us, the drama that we're going to see unfold over the next few months. So we'll leave you with this, Brad. We know the players are pretty excited for All-Star break. They're going to go get some sun and do some fun things. What are you doing? What does a GM do? What are you doing over the All-Star break?
Yeah, it's not fun, David. It's not fun at all. We're going to go into some scouting meetings. So the good news is we're going to be doing those back in Calgary. And I'm talking to my wife. It was minus 38 degrees there yesterday, but it's supposed to warm up to just, you know, two above when we get back. So hopefully we've missed some of the bad stuff, but we'll be banging away at, everybody else is enjoying a little bit of sun.